think that's where it is.
Take this away, Wade.
All right, let me just check. I guess we'll get started and look and talk to
you. Got you all lined out here on the highlighter.
Yeah, she takes good care of she knows how I look all wore out. All right, called order the Board of Adjustments meeting for September 3rd, 2006.
26.
Oh, just, yeah, 2026.
Whoops.
We're meeting at the City Hall in Gradsville, located 429 East Main, 7 o'clock, or a little bit before 7 here. We're missing Willard and Barbara today, so we'll do a roll call. Wade Sandberg, Mike Worthington.
Rick Storr.
All right. Let's start the Pledge of Allegiance here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. We'll now go to this.
This is that
thing. Yeah. Item on your agenda is consideration of request for a variance to allow proposed single family dwelling located at 653 South Chan Drive, lot 402, to have a 28-foot setback where a 30-foot setback is required, resulting in a 2-foot encroachment. The property was located in R121 zone in the district.
Hold on, I'll find the picture, I promise. Yeah, I mean, it's not huge. It's just
so,
it's very minimal.
So it's the house isn't built yet. It's an empty lot, right?
But it's...
Yeah.
It's just the corner of that sits in.
Mm-hmm.
Question.
Yep, just this corner here.
And
no utilities.
Is the foundation already in?
The foundation?
No, it's not. Why don't we just move it over 2 feet?
Well, there's the rear setbacks too.
Yeah, so if you maybe if there was an aerial that you could pull up to show the whole community. So that particular lot, it's got like, it's a half acre lot, and about 0.2 something of the acres is the storm detention pond for the entire community.
That's what this big thing over here is.
Yeah, so if you look at it.
Okay, I'm thinking you got plenty of lot over there. Why don't we just move it
over?
Yeah,
and to be honest, you probably, I mean, if you go out there and look at it, it's probably not the best.
No, that was a horrible image.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not an improved detention basin with riprap or anything like that. And my first question was, well, can we work with the HOA? Because the HOA is the one that owns and maintains the easement. Can we work with them to get a variance on that side? And then somebody at the city said, oh no, that takes the runoff from the entire community. So, you know, probably not going to work. And so I thought, well, okay, let's stay off that. Maybe if it's just a small, tiny little encroachment on the side, then, you know, that could be something that everyone could live with.
Yeah, I didn't realize what that was over there. I thought that was part of your lot.
No. So
oh, there you go. You can see like how the depression is there. I mean, that's what it is.
So, and really, it's a corner lot. The way that he's facing the road, it looks like to me from the plan is his front setback is still fine. He still has his 30-foot on the front. It's just the side.
Yeah, that
correct.
It's just right where the garage is, and you can see how the home site pops in. So I mean, that at 28 feet, it's not going to be even. Yeah. And then a standard individual in terms of a streetscape is not really going to be able to identify with the eye that 2 feet differential. And then you really open it up to a 40-foot setback, and so if you kind of blend that average, you're actually over 30 feet across that whole side.
So is it kind of right down where your arrow is, that along that edge?
Yeah, it's just that small little section right there.
Yeah. And then go down lower on the, and then that's the kind of the runoff retention area.
Oh, that's up there.
Retention area is on the other end of the house up
there.
Yeah,
see 53 feet up there and then 37 in the back. We can't touch that side.
So it's got plenty of space around it and stuff. It's just going into that retention pond. I had conversations about this before.
This looks like
a 100-year storm. They have to meet certain.
That's good. Because it happens.
Sizes. But yeah, where it's a corner lot.
And that's a side, not the front.
Yeah, it's the side yard that is the issue.
They have two front yards essentially, and then that's why he has to set it back so far.
When you're on that corner,
I don't see a problem with this.
The setbacks at everything anywhere from, well, some of them goes close to 5 foot on the side yards. The one were, 16 total, 10 on one side, 6 on the other, just depending on what zone you're in. But I don't see any reason not to approve this. I'm going to make a motion to approve.
I'd like to second that motion.
Just say agenda item 1.
What's that?
Just say I recommend agenda item 1.
Yes.
So I make a motion to approve the changing the setback to the 28-foot setback instead of a 30. Allow the house to fit on that lot.
Great. Item agenda 1.
On agenda item number 1. Rick, you want to second that?
Yeah, I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
So it's...
All right, thank you, gentlemen.
Nicole and I will be in touch with you after this. So.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Yeah.
I make the motion to adjourn. I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, that
close. I mean, it did.
And back. Unless someone got.